Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn number 119, As With Gladness, Men of Old. Service continues on page 80 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We say together the Jubilate found on page 82 or in the handout. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself has made us, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him, call upon his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age.
We will say Psalm 29 responsibly by the half verse. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders.
The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice.
The voice of the Lord is a voice like thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf.
And Mount Hermon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe.
And strips the forest bare.
And in the temple of the Lord,
all are crying glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore.
The Lord shall give strength to his people.
The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together Canticle 21, "You are God," found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95 or in your handout. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded,
your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit's advocate and guide.
You Christ are the King of glory,
the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man, Son of the Father,
you became the King of death, and opened the kingdom of heaven
to all believers.
You are seated
at God's right hand in glory,
and we believe that you will come to be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people with the price of your own blood, and bring us to the glory everlasting.
Second reading is a reading from Acts, chapter 19. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please mute as we sing together hymn 121, "Christ, when for us you were baptized."
When for us you were baptized, God's Spirit on you came.
gospel according to St. Mark, first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance, the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and baptized by him by the end of the retort, confessing their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey, proclaimed, "This is the one, there's the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me." And that way he stooped down and untied the tongue of his sins. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and baptized by John the River Jordan. And just as going up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit sitting like a dove on him. A voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, and you am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This is the first Sunday after the Epiphany and the baptism of Jesus. For the last couple of weeks, or it seems like months, we've been talking about the light coming into the world and the light overcoming darkness. And we've looked at the year 2020 while we were in it and in hindsight and said, you know, that was a really challenging, tough year. And we looked forward to 2021, bringing a whole new sense of joy and hope and light into the world. And so we start in the beginning today with Genesis, talking about the very beginning of creation. And it says, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. The very first act of God is to bring forth light. And from the very first words of the very first chapter of our Bible, God continues to bring the light into the world. Now, I have to admit, I really have struggled this week. I have been heartsick this week. The weather doesn't help, dark and gloomy. And yes, we had sun yesterday, but midweek it was just really difficult. And I'm grateful that I have prayer warrior friends who prayed with me, prayed for me, walked with me. And I got to tell you, I wore my hope t-shirt a whole lot more than I ever have before. You know, when I grew up as a child and as a young adult, there seemed to be some sort of, I don't even know how to call it. The kids who went to the Roman Catholic parochial school called the rest of us not Christian. And the kids who were born again and would ask, "Are you saved?" would see the rest of Christians as not Christian. We seem to have this desire to divide each other and label each other and judge each other. As I became a teen and a young adult, it seemed that boys who had long hair or wore earrings were not Christian. Or girls who wore short skirts or used language were not Christian. And this goes on and on and on. We continue to divide what has been united by Christ. Paul faces that in the book of Acts today. He's asking them, "Were you baptized?" And they said, "Well, yes." But he's talking to them and it doesn't quite make sense because they're not speaking what he's speaking. And so he says, "Well, into what baptism were you baptized?" And they say, "Well, John." And he's like, "Oh my gosh, that's old news. John baptized you for repentance. Jesus has come." And right there on the spot, he not only baptized them, but he laid hands on so they received the Holy Spirit. And in that instant, it says they were speaking in tongues and they were prophesying. What we know in baptism is the minute we are baptized, we are received as Christ's own forever. We are welcomed into the household of God. We are one in Christ. And so today we celebrate that with the baptism of Jesus. And if you remember the first 2 weeks of Advent, we read the stories about John the Baptist, inviting the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem, the whole people's nation of Israel, to come and to receive the baptism of repentance in preparation for the coming of the Messiah. And when they questioned him, he said, no, I baptize with water. He's going to baptize with the power of the Holy Spirit. And today we hear this monumental, amazing, incredible experience in just two short sentences. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Done. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven saying, "You are my son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This powerful, incredible, amazing, overwhelming experience of the light coming into the world. And not only the light coming into the world, but bringing the Holy Spirit with him. And not only Jesus being baptized, but then we are invited into that baptism. We are reminded in baptism that we are made in the image of God, that we have received the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the guide, the advocate, the inspiration, that little whisper in our ear that tells us right from wrong, that encouragement, that challenger that pushes us a little beyond our comfort level, so that we too may proclaim the glory of the Lord. And what we hear as we listen to Jesus throughout the scripture is, what are the two greatest commandments? Love God, love your neighbor. Simple as that, but it's not very simple, is it? We're not very skilled at loving God and loving our neighbor. And the young man asked Jesus, well, who is our neighbor? And Jesus tells the parable about the Good Samaritan, about the outsider who takes care of, cares for the insider. And thus he wipes away that idea of neighbor as being insider or outsider, and invites us into that thinking. On January 6th, we celebrated the Epiphany. We celebrated the three kings coming from that Eastern country, whether they were philosophers or Zoroastrian priests or scientists, who knows, but they came from the East and they followed the light. They followed that star. And when they found Jesus, again, very simple story, they knelt at his feet. They opened their treasure chests. They gave the greatest gifts and they left, glorifying God. Because once we have seen the Lord, we glorify God. But in that same afternoon, then I started to hear news of what was happening in our nation's capital, and my heart sank. I was filled with sadness. How can we as Christians be against Christians? Can we as Americans be against Americans? How can this decades of division and judging and condemning and accusing, how can this continue when we are Christians? We believe in the light. And at that moment, I felt some darkness coming into the world, saying we need to gather together as Christians and pray together.
So they're looking at,
because we are ambassadors of the light. Whether you know it or not, whether you want to be it or not, whether you agree with it or not, you are ambassadors of the light. The light of Christ is within you, put there in baptism. The Spirit is put within you at baptism so that you may glorify God and spread the word of God. Our book group finished reading the book, The Beggar King and the Secret of Happiness, but one of the phrases in that really stuck with me. It's a proverb by an old Jewish rabbi, Joshua ben Levi, And he said, a procession of angels passes before each human being, proclaiming, make way for the image of God.
This is where I do church.
Let me repeat that. A procession of angels passes before each human being, proclaiming, make way for the image of God. What a different world this would be if in every person we saw that image of God. Typically on Epiphany, on the birth of or the baptism of Jesus, we light the Paschal candle, and I light a taper from the Paschal candle and pass it through the sanctuary as you light each other's candles. And I say to you, receive the light of Christ, be the light of Christ. And so today I invite you to receive the light of Christ and to be the light of Christ. Amen. I invite you to take a minute for silent reflection. Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated in the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. The prayers can be found on page 97 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your booklet. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, art in heaven,
Forever and ever. Amen.
Suffragist A is found on page 94 of the prayer book or in your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together our anthem, This Little Light of Mine.
Of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 or in your handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors,
for those who are alone. For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who
work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, justice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all of God's church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We especially remember Amanda and Zoe, Bob R., Carol, Bonnie, Carson, Steve, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, those who mourn, Terry and Janelle.
For my brother, Joe.
Aunt Florence, Sandra.
For our country.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
The family of St. James.
Give thanks for my cousin Bobby and Aunt Joan who are recovering from COVID.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise
your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Charmaine.
For Helen.
For Jim and Virginia.
For Shelley.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
With their trust in you.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to say the general thanksgiving with me, found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all who you have made. We bless you for your creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, above all for your measurable love, redemption, and redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy, that we truly thank you with our lips and our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you with holiness and righteousness all our days, in Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn number 127, Earth Has Many a Noble City.
Noble city that loved us all,
the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Gary, you are muted.
Let's go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks.